Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning, as always, at this time on a Friday, to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Top of the morning to you. Yeah, what a lovely morning, except for a little bit of gusts of wind here and there, but apart from that, it's great.
It is. Bergwind conditions. Quite warm, actually, isn't it?
Remarkable. 23 degrees at 6 o'clock this morning. Yeah, I don't know quite what's going on, but anyway.
Just not enough rain, but that will come, hopefully, Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, look, it is the depth of midwinter, and what about the boys in the Antarctic now? Their research activity is a little curtailed, and those who can carry on in the darkness and the cold are doing so with their usual focused enthusiasm. It's the only way to go if you've got that far. So we're thinking about Antarctic research. There's lots of things coming up in the next research season down in the Antarctica. Of course, research is going on all the time, but it tends to happen more in the summer. One of the big questions scientists hope to answer in the near future concerns the Larsen C ice shelf in the Weddell Sea. The Larsen A and B shelves made headlines a few years ago when they split up. And Larsen C, further south, last year hived off the biggest iceberg ever seen. It's about 6,000 square kilometres of floating ice. Enormous. Estimated at a trillion tonnes, about the size of Wales. Although these events have been observed by satellite, it's very difficult to get up close and personal with the ice shelf in this region of the Antarctic, as the Weddell Sea is notoriously obstructive. Ernest Shackleton and his expedition discovered that to their cost 100 years ago, and since that time, very few expeditions have done more than skirt around the Weddell Sea. Next year, there's going to be a concerted effort to get in there and research the underlying geophysical dynamics of the Larsen Sea shelf, to find out if these vast ice movements are a sign of the present climate change or whether there's a kind of cyclic coming and going of the ice shelves over thousands of years, which would greatly clarify opinions on global warming. The ice shelves are formed by glaciers continually moving outwards over the solid surface of the continent. When the ice reaches the sea, it floats and forms a shelf, and the crucial zone is the ground line where the ice mass crunches and grinds against the rock as the shelf begins to float and move out onto the sea. And sometimes great cracks appear. Parts of the ice shelf float off as giant icebergs like that 6,000 square kilometre one off the Larsen Sea shelf. The Weddell Sea Expedition 2019 is the official title of the quest, and our Antarctic research vessel S.A. Agulhas II will be the star of the show. Beautiful vessel. Just about brand new. It's a multinational, multidisciplinary effort, of course, involving the British Antarctic Survey, SANAP, the South African National Antarctic Programme, the Scott Polar Research Institution, the Netherlands Flotilla Foundation, who are the major funders, and a host of researchers from as far afield as New Zealand. There'll be graduate students and researchers from the Nelson Mandela University, the University of Cape Town, and a number of top South African scientists. Now, they hope to send autonomous underwater vehicles, AUVs, fancy word for submarine drones, I suppose we can call them. You're going to send them right under the Larsen Shelf to investigate the conditions on the underside of the ice and examine what is going on the seabed. While they're doing that, there's a chance they might find the wreckage of Shackleton's ship, the Endurance, which was trapped on the edge of the ice shelf for over a year and was finally crushed and sank in 1915. You know, there's extraordinary, unexplored life under the ice in that darkness and that apparent cold, but things are going on there. They're exploring and finding new species all the time. It's a fascinating realm of canyons, waterways and lakes under the ice. Meanwhile, this week saw the departure of the S.A. Agulhas II on a trip not going quite so far south, but giving students from a variety of South African marine faculties a taste of oceanographic research. It's the Seamester 2018 cruise, described as South Africa's class afloat, and the young scientists will be doing all sorts of oceanographic and marine biological things and manning the state-of-the-art laboratories aboard Agulhas II. You can find out more about Seamester programs on their website, www.seamester.co.za. So, focus is not always at home. We're doing amazing research in the Antarctic, and South Africa's at the forefront.
That's very good to hear. Thanks very much there to John Richards with another edition of Being Green, our focus on the environment.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.